We continue by learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Rishon and Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in others Perek Dalim Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yossi Omer. This is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He used to teach the following: Kol haMechabed es haTorah gufa mechubar al habrios. Anyone who honors the Torah, he himself, his body literally, will be honored by people. What does it mean to honor the Torah? So the Baruch Tanur offers two possibilities. Number one is hadoresh haChaseros vaYaseros. We often have where the Torah has certain letters that are missing, certain words that are missing, or certain extra letters, or extra words, Shabbat Torah, Umaret Tama, called coats for coats, and we even have crowns on the Torah. So the Tanoim very often would derive halachos from all of these things, from extra words, missing words, extra letters, missing letters. So the fact that we assume She'ein Ba Davar Levatala, the fact that there's nothing in the Torah that's extra, Ein Lecha Kavod Torah Gadol Mizeh, there's no greater honor to Torah to recognize that every part of Torah, an extra letter, a missing letter, is all there to teach us something. Inami, another possibility, wasn't mean to honor the Torah. Hamechabed Sefer Torah, person who honors the Sefer Torah. Well, along with that is Umechabed Lomdei HaTorah V'Oskim Bo, a person who honors those who study the Torah, which we consider like a walking Sefer Torah, those who are involved and engaged in Torah study on a regular basis. Kol Eilu B'Chlal Mechabed Es HaTorah. So all these people are included in those who honor the Torah, and we have a pasuk also. So this word seva is a reference to a person who's elderly. But v'hadarta p'nei zaken is the fact that zaken is someone who is zeh shekana. Zaken is a contraction. Zeh shekana chachma, one who has acquired wisdom. That's a talmid chacham. So also he is someone who should be honored. And such a person who follows this gufo mechubar al abrios, he himself who does this honoring will be honored himself. Where do we learn this from? So this is a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis. The pasuk says, "Ki mechabdaya chabed." For those who honor me, Hashem says, "I will honor them." So we see from here that Hashem makes sure that if you honor the Torah, you will be treated with honor as well. But v'chol hamechalel es haTorah, so reverse is also true. Anyone who disgraces the Torah, so the Mishnah says about him, gufo mechulal al abrios, his body, he himself, will be disgraced by, desecrated literally, will be disgraced by others. What does it mean to be mechalal the Torah? To disgrace the Torah may be just to have where you do not honor the Torah in the way that we described before. We do not honor Talmidei Chacham, we do not honor the Sefer Torah itself, do not stand in its presence. So that's a person who is mechalal the Torah, and such a person will not be honored himself. Another way to disgrace the Torah would be questioning why the Torah needs certain psukim, certain phrases, examples like va'achos lo tan timna, which is a pasuk in Bereishis Perek Lamid Vav, or v'simna ha'yisah pilegesh le'elifaz, pasuk there as well. So why do I need to know the family of Timna? She's a pilegesh. Why would this be important? So here also, a person who questions why the Torah needs to write certain psukim, so this is being mechal of the Torah. Obviously, it was there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it there for a reason. And anyone who does, though, who questions why the Torah needs to write certain words, certain letters, certain psukim, so that's someone who is mechal the Torah. Another way to be mechal the Torah, the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Hey teaches us that if a person is able to study Torah but doesn't do so, that's also considered a chilul of Torah. A person who studies the Torah, let's say, by studying it in places that are not clean, where we shouldn't be studying Torah, wearing tefillin, or davening. So that's also a way to desecrate the Torah. Person who calls, or let's say the Torah is being read in the shul, a person walks out, that's also being mechal the Torah. So all of these cases, these are examples where if a person does so, acts in such a way towards the Torah, so gufo mechulal al abrios, he will also, Hashem is going to make sure that such a person who dishonors the Torah, he is also going to be treated with disrespect. And this is also based on a pasuk. A person who disgraces the Torah, he is disgracing Hashem. It says, as Hashem hu megadef, pasuk b'amidbar perek tezvav, ki devar Hashem baza, the person who dishonors Hashem, so it's the Devar Hashem, it's the word of Hashem, which is the Torah, which is being disgraced. And the pasuk in Shmuel Perek Aleph, Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis says, "Uvo zaye kalu, those who scorn me," referring to Hashem and His Torah, "shall be yekalu, shall be made light, shall be disgraced, degraded as well." Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Shmuel Beno Omer. This Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta's oldest son, he says, HaChosech Atzmo Min Adin, a person who withdraws himself from judging, Porek Mimenu Eva V'Gazel Ushvu Ashav. He's able to unload literally from him. He's able to remove negative results, really, of negative consequences of judgment. And one is Eva, which is hatred, animosity that may be caused by the litigants, let's say, towards him, of a gazelle, thievery, a robbery. This is, of course, because if he rules erroneously, so then the result is going to be that someone is going to be stealing. One litigant will end up taking money from the other inappropriately. Ushvu Ashav, and an unnecessary shvua. So the Batanura has two possibilities of how to learn the Mishnah. One is this reference to the dayan, to the judge himself. If there's a dayan who is greater than you, you should withdraw from the din. Think about all the negative consequences if you make a mistake. You shouldn't accept the case unless if there's a judge that's more qualified than you, and maybe if you're even equal, you should. You should refer the case to that other judge who's your equal. But in cases where there's no one who's as qualified as you, so then you have an obligation to take that case. And so that is, that's where the Mishnah is saying, HaChoseh Hasmeh Adin, you save yourself a lot of a big headache from all the negative consequences. But another possibility, Inami, Omer LeBaal HaYadin Sheyis Pashru. Choseh Chatzma Menadin doesn't mean that the judge refers the case to someone else. So he does it, he withdraws and doesn't accept the legal case and gives it to someone else. But rather, it means HaChoseh Chatzma Menadin means that he is the judge, but he's withdrawing from giving strict judgment, and instead he is telling him, Sheyis Pashru, have a pshara, make a settlement, make a compromise. And in that way, by doing so, so then he can remove from himself the Eva, the hatred that may result, the gazelle that may result in shvuashav. So if you look at it the first way, that he should remove himself completely from judgment, so if he's not qualified, there may be a lot of mistakes he may make. The losing litigant is going to be upset that with him, especially if he is not a qualified judge, that he made a mistake. The gazelle, if you make the wrong decision, so then you'll end up telling the innocent person to pay when really he should not be paying. That's gazelle. And shvua shav, that's where you may cause someone to take a shvua. An oath is often taken in Beis Din, depending on the situation. And that is something that's also a ruling that's rendered by the judge himself. When we say someone has to take an oath in order to, usually someone who's taking a shvua is order not to pay. It's usually in order, yeah, many cases where we would expect you to pay, but if you take a shvua, you'll be exempt. In other cases, though, there are cases where you take a shvua where in order to collect, and sometimes you take a shvua de rabbanon, and this is all something that is only appropriate if the din actually requires such a shvua. But if you are not a qualified judge, you took the case, and maybe you caused someone to take a shvua shav. The Bar Tanura says shami yechayiv shvua lemisha eino chayiv ba v'nimsa mevi ledi shvua shav, and you'll cause someone to take a shvua that's completely incorrect. Inami, another possibility, kari tunnel is shvua sheker shvua shav, kagona omer lo levisi velova, dibishas shvua yotza mipiv lashav. So when we speak about shvua shav, we're usually referring to where there's no point to the shvua. Shvua sheker, although the Mishnah doesn't say shvua sheker, that's where someone actually swears falsely. So it's possible that we're referring to shvua shav where the shvua is completely nonsense. Maybe there was no reason for this person to take shvua at all. Or the possibility is that we call it shvua shav, but we're really referring to shvua sheker, and because of this dayan, he causes someone to take a shvua to swear falsely. So he may be the cause of all of those things. The same thing would be true if the judge decides on strict judgment, and he, once again, he's not qualified, but, and therefore the choice is not necessarily to withdraw from the case and give it to someone else, but rather the other explanation, which is make a pshara. And that way you avoid all the problems. Also, you avoid the eva, the animosity, you avoid the shvua shav, you avoid the gezel by having them settle. The Hagas Libo Bahara, the Mishnah then says, The one who is gas libo, his heart is arrogant. It means someone who's too self-confident in giving a ruling. What do we call such a person? So shote rush of the gas ruach. Such a person is a fool. He's a rush. He's considered wicked. The gas ruach, someone who is a haughty of spirit. So the Bar Tanura says, we're talking about someone who judges a case, hagas libo bahara, below iyun. He doesn't investigate. Uvelo hamtana. He doesn't, it's not deliberate, a deliberate decision. We remember that from the beginning of Pirkei Avos, where we say, Hevum, one of the things we caution the judges about is Hevum Asun and Madin. You have to be deliberate in judgment. Don't rush. So a person who's gas libo, who's so arrogant of literally in his heart, is someone who's so self-confident, is not going to investigate the case carefully enough. And such a person, therefore, number one is a shote. We call him a fool, because any only person who's a shote is one who's going to take a role and give decisions in such a quick fashion and not investigate the case. So certainly he's a shote. Number two, he's a rasha. The rasha is that giving a decision without deliberation, he's a rasha because he making such a mistake in judgment could cause the results of that you'll become a rasha. You'll make a mistake. You'll cause someone to pay money, and now that person they'll end up being gezel involved. A person who, if you're not afraid to issue such a quick ruling, so you're going to cause other people to swear falsely, as we said, or they're going to lose money. So you yourself are considered a rasha, the gas ruach, and you are literally arrogant of spirit. If you're very, because you're so haughty, so you think you can rely on all the knowledge that you have and not investigate the case and not take your time. And Rabbeinu Yonah adds that such a person may be trying to impress people. That's the arrogance, that, oh, look how quickly I know the answer. I don't have to look it up at all. No, the proper humility is, give me some time to look into this. It actually, according to many poskim will say that that's important for the person who's asking the question. That is, a person should realize, and if the answer you give so quickly, the person sometimes feels like an idiot. Oh, I asked such a dumb question. The rabbi knew the answer in a half a second. Oh, take time. That's an interesting question. I need time to look into it. The same thing is true when it comes to judging a case. A person who feels that they're so self-confident, have this gas ruach, the self-confidence in giving a ruling and impressing everybody that you know it so quickly. So that's also an attribute that is not appropriate for a judge. Some explain that what they were talking about here, the self-confidence we're speaking about, or the gas ruach at the end, is the arrogance of spirit, is where a judge, not the current ruling, but when someone asks about piskei halacha is given in the past, he says, oh, you know, look at that, you know, I gave this psak, I gave that psak, and in this era of halacha, I gave this ruling, gave that ruling. So such a person is, we consider him a gas ruach and a shota, etc. Why is that? Because he's giving the credit to himself. The credit is yours. The psak halacha is yours. It was all based on the Torah, based on the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Poskim, based on the Gemara. So you're giving yourself credit when it's that. Why are you giving yourself credit? You're attributing to you. This is the Torah. You shouldn't feel a sense of haughtiness at all in your past piskei halacha.